It is 6 o'clock, and we are on the Gemara on Tezvav and Midbeis. We're going to start again from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines in the bottom. Kabbai b'nei tzaris, they asked Rabbi Shua, what is the halacha by tzaris? The kapashalei b'nei tzaris. And his answer is b'nei tzaris. The question is, why is he not answering the question that he refused to ask? Right, he answered he doesn't want to answer Tzaras Abbas, but he'll talk about the B'nai Tzaras. Doesn't say why. I mean, why is he answering that? That the Gemara tied to Kibbai B'nai, there were two questions. Tzaras Mai, does the Tzara have Yibum or not? B'im Tim Tzalayma Tzaras K'beis Hill, and if you paskin that Tzaras can go out without Yibum and Chalitza like Beis Hill, B'nai Tzaras, the Beis Hill, the Beis Shammai Mal. B'nai Tzaras of Beis Hill, meaning they went out without Chalitz and Yibum, and they had children. Those children, according to Beis Shammai, what would be the din? Now, of course, they're not Mamzerim, because Beis Shammai holds a Mamzer Elam and Chai V'Krisis, and these are not Chai V'Krisis. But we want to know, what's the status of the Kahuna? Now, the truth is, we don't paskin like Beis Shammai. So really, it doesn't make a difference about this Tzaras Erva, because to us, she didn't violate a law. But the nafkamina would be, l'may nafkamina l'mishad v'ad ma'achzer gerushasay. The nafkamina would be, what happens, a woman that is over a law, where the Torah does not specify consequences. Most marriages that involve a law, the Torah specifies consequences. If a yid marries a mamzeres, the child is a mamzer. A nasina, the child is a nasin. A kayin marries a grusha, the kid is a cholol. A Kohen Gadol marries an Amana, the kid is a Cholol. Those are specified consequences that the Torah wrote by Lavan. There is two Lavan that the Torah did not specify a consequence. One is Yevama Lashuk, and one is Machzer Gerushasay. One is Yevama Lashuk, and one is Machzer Gerushasay. Those are the two that the Torah did not specify a consequence. And the question is, by figuring out what the halacha is, by B'nai Tzaras Erva according to Beis Shammai, we would know what the halacha is by Machzer Gerushasay. And as Tosfos points out, the truth is, we would also know what the halacha is by Yevama Lashuk. We might not have kids of Bnei Tzaras Erva, because we paskin like Beis Hill that they're permitted to get married, but a regular Yevama Lashuk would be the same. Tosfos is bothered by the fact that the Gemara goes to Machzer Gerushasay more than it goes to the case of Yevama Lashuk. He says Ktsas Kasha, and he gives an answer which is based on a Gemara Nida, but the basic thing is that Afkamina would be in two cases. Two cases when a person violates a law in getting married, but the Torah does not specify a consequence to the children. And the question is there or is there not, as far as marrying a Kayan is concerned? Would a daughter of such a marriage be allowed to marry a Kayan? So the Ma'inav Kamina, the Mifshit Vlad, Ma'azir Guru Shastai, the Beis Hill, according to Beis Hill, Mikar Minan Kavachaymer, meaning, Ma'azir Guru Shastai, even according to Beis Hill, Ma'azir Guru Shastai, according to everybody, person remarries his divorcee who had gotten married in the interval, and now, he wants to, the question is, are those kids kasher lakuna? Now, as somebody pointed out, I think it was Avram, that there's a drush of hita eva vein benel ta'evim, but the Gemara now, Taisa says, is going without knowing that drusha. And the question is, mi kamina kavachaymer? Do we make the following kavachaymer? Uma amona l'kayin gadol she'eni sura sheva bakel. Maracha amona l'kayin gadol that is a weaker lav in the sense that it only affects one person, namely the kayin gadol and the amona, but only one man. Still, Benopagam, the Torah specified that the child is a chalol. So Zushi Surah of Sheva Bakal, this is pertains to every yid, has the Isra of Machzer Gerushasay or Yevama Lashuk. Ain't a din she Benopagam, right? That would be one half of the Shaila. Let us catch up with Rashi, and then we'll see the second half of the Shaila. Zok to Rashi, Ma'amana ma'amana l'kayin gadol she'ain Isra of Sheva Bakal Benopagam l'kuna d'chsiv l'yichal ozarei. Zushi Shura Shava Bakel be Israelim, Kibakahanim, by Israelim like Kahanim, Ain Adinship Napogum? That is the question. B'nai Tzaras the Beis Hill. Can I just finish the Rashi? Is it pogum according to Beishamai? Anyway, so what difference does it make? The Mipshet Vlad Magz Grushasim Shenissus. La'achar, she married somebody else. Bechzira, and he took her back. Viyold Leibas. Oysa Habas, that girl, Mahi Lekahanim. What is the status of the Kahanim Lebeis Hill? Beishamai, Bebnei Tzoris. Nishma Lebeis Hill, Bebas Magz Grushasai. Whatever Beishamai would do by Bas Tzoris, the truth is by every Yavam Alashuk. We would know what happens to Beis Hill by Magz Grushasai. The Habinami Chai Velab. Yes, Avram. This is not Einchem. The pasul is a consequence, it's not an Einish. It's not giving Malkus, it's not punishing, it is a consequence that child is not called an Einish. It's called a fact that she becomes Asa Lakuna. It's not viewed as an Einish. The kid didn't do anything wrong. Why should the kid be punished? A child that's born from an illegal marriage that's a Mamzer or a Chalol did something wrong? Kid didn't do anything wrong, he's not being punished. It's a consequence. But it's not an Einish. How can we punish somebody that didn't do anything wrong? Obviously, it's not an Einish. Consequences are not necessarily Einshim. Good question. Why does Hashem make kids be born Mamzerim? I don't know. Obviously, they're Neshama. I don't know. But we're not blaming the kid. He didn't do anything wrong. Can't call it an Einish. Dr. Kamarabait. I do, Ma. Now here comes the reason that we shouldn't make this Kal v'chomer. And that is, Ikir l'mifruch, ma'ala amona she'atma mischalalas. The amona herself becomes a chalala. Meaning, if we're going to make the Kal v'chomer from amona, and we're saying amona is a weaker love, on one hand it's a weaker love, it's only applicable to one man, but on the other hand, it's a stronger love, because we see there are consequences to the woman herself. And Amman who marries a Kohen Gadol becomes a Chalala herself. Not only do her kids become Chalalim, she becomes a Chalala. And a Magzi Grushasai does not become a Chalala. That we have, and Rashi's gonna say how we know that. Nothing happens to the woman herself. Right? She doesn't become Pasta Lakuna for marrying her former husband. The question was about her kids. So you want to make a Kal v'chomer from Amana. On the other hand, we see by Amana that the woman herself is affected, and by Magzi Grushasai, that is not true. The woman herself is not affected, right? So therefore, the question is, do we make a Kal v'chomer about the kids, or do we slug up the Kal v'chomer because we see that it doesn't affect the woman like it affects the amana, where the Torah specified she becomes a chalala. And by the woman, by Magzi Grushasai, we know she's not affected, and Rashi's going to explain how we see she's not affected. Zakti Gemara, v'amar lehu, so on that shayla, Rabbi Yeshua answered, Tzaras misyarani, Tzaras I'm afraid to paskim, but b'nei Tzaras ani meid lechem, but the consequence of Yavam Elushuk is not the Pasul Lakuna. Meaning I agree to the Shlagab. I agree to the Shlagab that says that you cannot make the Kal v'chomer from Amana to a Chai V'lavin like Yavam Elushuk or Magzi Grushasai. Now here comes a Rashi that's going to explain this better to me. He Atzma Mischalelas. Shemeis Kohen Gadol. Let's say Kohen Gadol married an Amana and then he died. Psula Zula Hejet. This Amana, who's now an Amana twice, can't marry a Kohen Hejet, because she lived with a Kohen Gadol, and she became a Chalala. Im Haisa Bas Kohen, let's say this Amana, besides being married to the Kohen Gadol, also was a daughter of a Kohen, and she had no kids. And Halacha is a woman who's an Amana from a goes back to her father's house if she has no children. This one cannot go back to her father's house. Nipsalim and Atruma. The Shavya Chalala Labiyasai. He turns her into a chalala when he has that relationship with her. L'chiv, l'yichal zare bi'amav. So zare means his children. The amav haynu hishtai. And amav refers to his wife. Umashma de shneim is chalalim. Ma'isha v'azera. Both are become chalalim. The woman herself and the children. Taimer b'magzi grushasai. However, b'magzi grushasai, she'im is chalalos b'biyazu. She does not become a chalala in this bia. Why not? The even nasi l'kayin, kvarnifsel mishas gerishin. She's already puzzled to marry a kayin. So there's no reason to, chalala wouldn't add anything as far as her status. She's a grusha. No grusha can marry a kayin. Now the iba truma de beinasha, if you're going to say that by living with her former husband, she becomes disqualified from going back home to eat truma. Let's say she has no children, and again, as we pointed out, a widow goes back to her father's house if she's a bas kayin. If she has no children, she can go eat truma. Here she cannot, loy mipsala, she does not become pasul. The Gemara darshans in amana l'kayin gadol, in that perik, right, that the ein nifsala bebias chai v'lavin, ela bizar etzla miyikara. Okay, I want to speak this out, because it, just, you have to listen for a moment. The halacha is as follows. The Gemara in the seventh perik speaks out that a woman who marries a person, I'm sorry, a woman who has a relationship with a person that she's not supposed to have a relationship, becomes a zayna, and she becomes pasul lakuna. That's all chai v'krisis, all chai v'mises bezin. A man lives with his sister becomes a zayna. Zayna does not necessarily mean lack of morals and ethics. It's a fact. It could be against her will. She becomes a zayna anyway. Any woman that had a relationship with a man that she's not allowed to marry, of chai v'krisis, or chai v'mises bezin, becomes a zayna. Any woman that lives with a Isser kahuna, like an amana to a kain gadol, a grusha to a kain hedget, becomes a chalala, which bans her from kahuna. The Gemara speaks out that there are certain lavin that don't make any consequence for the woman as far as truma is concerned. Because the pasuk says, ubas kain kisiyah le'ish zar. So we say, it's only someone, only a kind of lav, that she's not allowed to marry ever, from the beginning of her life. For instance, if a Jewish girl marries a mamzer, she was never allowed to marry this mamzer. So then she loses her ability to eat truma. But if she marries a man that once upon a time she was allowed to marry, but now can't marry because of a happening that happened, then she does not become disqualified from truma, unless it's a chai v'krisis. So again, if it's chai v'krisis, I don't care what it is, she becomes a zayna. If it's a chai v'lavin, the Gemara later on darshens in the word ishzar, that it has to be somebody that she could never have married. A mamzer, a nasin, a guy, an eved. People she could never have married. Then she becomes a zayna. I shouldn't even call her a zayna, it's a shayla. She becomes disqualified from truma. We learn it out from a pasuk. But if she marries a person that she's not allowed to marry, but once upon a time was allowed to marry, and there's no krisis, she does not become disqualified from truma. So therefore, a magzir grushasai is not marrying a man she could never have married. Adarabha, she was married to that person legally. So therefore, she does not lose her ability to eat truma. Or yavama l'shuk, right? She's marrying a person that once upon a time in her life was allowed to marry before she married her first husband. She was allowed to marry him. So therefore, he's not an ish zar. And therefore, she does not become disqualified from truma. So we know that by these two lavin, the woman herself is unaffected. That's what Rashi speaks at. Let's read it inside. If it's talking about the truma of her father's house, she does not become disqualified. She does not become disqualified by chai v'lavin, only if it's somebody that she could never have married, or the Tyra said she becomes disqualified, like by grusha takayin, or a amana takayin gadol. Or a chai v'krisis. Lafuke magzir grushas to v'yivama l'shuk. Those two are excluded. The lav zor mi karahu. She's not someone, she's not marrying someone that she never was allowed, that she was never allowed to marry. She's marrying someone that she was allowed to marry. Now, except, again, B'chai v'krisis, l'uga b'chai v'krisis, b'nei tzaris de b'shamad l'pechina ma'la v'ana l'kain go'ab l'shken yatsam mitzchalelas. When we talked about the coin to Beis Shammai, we didn't say the woman is unaffected. That's because by Chai Vekrisis, it becomes a Zayna. She does become possible from ever eating Truma. She becomes a Zayna. A man lives with his sister. He makes her a Zayna. She can never marry a Kayan. She can never eat Truma. Beisil says that the kids are possible and she's possible. The kids are Mamzerim and she becomes possible. She becomes a Zayna. But by Chai V'Lavin, it depends on the Chai V'Lavin. Any Chai V'Lavin that is not Zor Etzlam Yikara. Now, a Grusha Tekayin Hedjet is also not Zor Etzlam Yikara. But there the Torah said, Beferish, she becomes a Chalala. But by, we want to make a Kal V'Chaymer, the answer is you can't make a Kal V'Chaymer because we know from Sukkim that those two women do not become disqualified. And once they don't become disqualified, maybe their children also don't become disqualified. Or maybe the children do become disqualified. That was the question that was asked in Rabbi Yeshua. So he answered, Tzaras Misnari Ani, Loi Mahalocha Kitrimi, I don't want to paskin Tzaras. The Mashmul of the Tzaras, the Beis Shammai B'nei Chai V'Krisis, because I'll be making Beis Shammai's children into Mamzerim, and I'm afraid of the consequence. But B'nei Tzaras, the Beis Hill, the Kota'isu, the Kaba'isu, the Hebegumim, you're asking if the children of Yavama Lashuk are Mutter or Asa to a Kayan. The answer is, Meir Ani Lacham Shem Karim Gedailim, they are perfectly legal to marry a Kayan. But at the end of the day, we've proven two times already that Beis Shammai did their shita even as history went along. We see it in the story of Rabbi Yeshua here. He was afraid to paskin tzaras because he got beat up by the Mamzerim. He was afraid he'd get beat up. And we had it earlier, a while ago, where we also proved from the fact that the Beis Shammai would inform them, right? Emes v'shalom avu, mashma, that without that, they would be very careful who they would marry, because Beis Shammai kept on doing what they're doing. So we have two proofs so far, that asu Beis Shammai kedivreya. Tashema. Bimei Reb Daisa ben Hurkanes, hutra tzaras habas la'achim. In the days of Reb Daisa ben Hurkanes, they were matter, there was a rumor around, there was a kail, that Tzaras Abbas is mutter. And it was attributed to Reb Daisa ben Hurkanes, who was the Gadol Hador. Now the truth is it wasn't him, it was his brother that said it was mutter, but people attributed it to Reb Daisa ben Hurkanes, and we'll see why they made that mistake as we go along. Now, it says Beferish that the rumor went out, that Hutra Tzaras Abbas Lachen. Now, Beis Shammai would not have been doing what they were supposed to, their cheetah. How could that rumor ever go out? How could anybody paskin that? Beis Shammai retracted. Shmamina Asu, Shmamina, this is the third Raya, and we prove that Beis Shammai kept on doing what they were doing. Before the Bas goes, because they felt, we don't go Bas arrive, because they're sharper. And after the Bas go, they felt, Eimash Yichem Bas go, and they kept on doing what they were doing. Rashi, and this is three proofs we had, and that's the end of this sugyum. We proved, Asu Beis Shammai kedivreihem, they kept on doing what they held to do. Rashi b'mei Reb Daisa hutra, so Rashi tells you who was the one that was matur, Achav Shur Reb Daisa, Shayim Tamid Beis Shammai hitira. The brother of Reb Daisa, who happened to be from the Tamid Beis Shammai, is the one that matur, because the Tamid l'kaman, like we learn later on, v'yasu apiv v'nogu kein, and people did it. It's a raya that Beis Shammai never retracted. Now, Gufa. Now the Gemara is going to tell us the story that happened b'mei Reb Daisa ben Hurkanes. B'mei Reb Daisa ben Hurkanes, hitiru tzaras habas la'achim. The kail went out that a tzaras habas is allowed to have yibum. V'yadav rekasha l'chachamim. It bothered the chachamim. B'nei shechachim gadol haya. He was a very big chacham. Reb Daisa ben Hurkanes was the gadol hador. And he was, it was difficult to them. How could he paskin? They thought he paskin that it's Tzaras Abbas' mutter. The ain of kamu we love in the Beis HaMedrash. And they couldn't discuss it for him in the Beis HaMedrash because he had lost his eyesight, Rahman al-Utlan. And therefore he didn't come to the Beis HaMedrash anymore. And therefore in the Beis HaMedrash, they didn't know what to do. They didn't know what to do. The Chacham Gadol, the Gadol Hadar is being matrit. and they can't discuss it with him in the Beis Medrash. He's not there. Amru, that's how the Gairus. Amru, mi yelech v'yadiyai. Who's going to go inform him? Who's going to go inform him that the Rav Hatzibur, the Beis Hill, doesn't hold that way, and we paskin like Beis Hill, and he shouldn't be doing keneged the halacha. Amalem Rabbi Shua ani eilach. So Rabbi Shua volunteered to go. V'yachar of me, who's going to go behind Rabbi Shua? Who went? Rabbi Lozav ben Azariah. He went along also. V'yachar of me, and who went after that? Rabbi Kiva. So the three of them went to Rabbi Daisa ben Hurkinus to discuss this halacha with him. Hochu v'amdu ha-pesach beisai. They stood by the door of his house. Nichnas ishivchasai, his shivcha went in. Amr loy, she said to Rav Daisa ben Hurkinus, again, he couldn't see. Rabbi Chachma Yisrael ba'anetzlecha. Rabbi, the Chachamim are here to visit you. Amr loy, yichnesu. So he said, let them come in. Benichnesu, and they came in. Tavsil Rabbi Shua. So he grabbed Rabbi Shua. Now why he grabbed Rabbi Shua? Because he was first. But Shivu Amita Shozov. And he put him down, and put him, sat him down on a bed of gold. I guess he had this gold and a big chash of a bed. He had a bunch of them. And he told him to please say, he grabbed them and sat him down. He's Chachma Yisrael. Amar Lai Rebbe. So Rabbi Shua says, Rebbe, Amor L'tamitcha Achar B'yeshev. Tell your other student to sit down. Remember, Rabbi Daisa ben Hurkinus can't see. Amar Lai Mihu. Who was the other student? So he told them, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Amas Rav Daisa said, V'yeshli ben Lazariah chavereinu? Azariah, a friend, has a son that's such a big Talmud Chacham? Because remember, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was very young. Rav Daisa ben Hurkinus was older, much older, and he hadn't come to the Beis Medrash. So he might not even known about Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Karal of Hamikra Azaz. So he said the following pasuk on Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Nara Yisi, he was young in the days of his father. The Gamzakanti, and now older in the days of his son. V'leviisi tzadik nezav, and I didn't see a tzadik should be, what does he translate nezav? Let go? Any help with the translation? I'm sorry? Forsaken? Yeah. Thank you. Forsaken. The Zariah Mavakish Lachem. Azariah was very rich. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was very rich. And he said, I'm Zaychat have known his father and his son, and I see the Rabban Hashem took care of them. Now, how he knew Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was very rich, I don't know. He didn't even know that, there was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. I don't know. But, that's what he said as, that's what he, again, that's what he said. So again, unless he heard, I don't know. Again, I'm not following the thought of how he knew that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was rich when he didn't even know who Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was. I don't know. I can't answer that question. I don't know. I don't know. Can't answer it. I'm sorry. Somebody said something? Okay. Anyway. Why did they go in this order? Why was the order of the way they walked in this way? The Mashra says, Rabbi Shua was the Chashiv's the one, he was the Avedin. The Blessed Man Isaiah was the Nasi, who usually is Chashiver, but he was the replacement Nasi of Rabbi Gamliel when he was much younger. And Rabbi Kiva, who did not have a position, went third. That's what the Marsha says. That's what the Marsha explains in the order. Fine. Back to the Gemara. Amar Lai Rebbe, Amar L'tamitcha Acher V'yeshev. There's another student here. Why don't you tell him to sit down? Amar Lai, so he said to him, Mihu, who is it? He told him, Akiva Ben Yosef. You are Akiva ben Yosef, that your name goes from one end of the world to the other end of the world. Shave b'ni shave. Sit down, my son, sit down. The Mitzvah Eisan says that Misaifa Olam Vatsaifa is the gematria 564, which is the exact amount of times that Rabbi Akiva's name is mentioned in Shas. Misaifa Olam Vatsaifa. And if Shas wasn't written then, but it ends up being that he's mentioned the exact same amount of times as the gematria Misaifa Olam Vatsaifa. Anyway, back to the Gemara. So that's how they sat down. Hitzchilu Misaifa Misaifa. I'm sorry? It doesn't say. It doesn't say. I don't know if there was more golden couches around. I don't know. Doesn't say. So they started, you know, draying around different halachas. Ad, because they didn't want to confront him straight. Ad shigil l'tzaras habas. Until the discussion ended up talking about whether a tzaras habas is allowed to have yibum. Amrali tzaras habas mahu. Can you have yibum? Amar lehen, machlokes beisham and beisil. Isn't that the machlokes beisham and beisil? Amar lehen, where do we are? So they asked him, halacha k'divrei mi? So who do we paskin like? Amar lehen, halacha k'beisil. Amar lehen, halacha k'beisham, halacha k'beisham. You're being quoted that the halacha is like beisham. Amar lehen, daisa shematim? Did you hear my name? Or ben hurkinis shematim? Or did you hear in the name of ben hurkinis? Amulei Chayei Rebbe, we swear, Stam Shemanu. We heard it as Ben Horkinus. We thought it was you. Amulem Ach Katan Yeshli. I have a brother, a younger brother. Bechor Satan. Now, it's a big shaila how to be Gairus. Some are Gairus Satan, some are Gairus Shunim. Shunim means very sharp. Bechor Satan means he blocks everything. He's smart enough that you can't slug him up. Satan means he blocks. Nayamid Malach Hashem l'Satan loy, to block him. Right? The Satan tries to block us from doing good. So, the Satan, he's a very smart person, brilliant. His Bechor means sharp, and he suddenly blocks you. V'nyaynis n'shamay, v'umitamidei shamay, he is a Beishamay person. V'izaru, be careful, sh'lekapeach eschem balochas, that he shouldn't shlug you up. Because he is so bright, and he knows so much, that you have to be careful. He has 300 tshuvas, proofs, by Tzaras Abbas, right, to prove that she's mutter. She's mutter, she's mutter. I will make it any lie, but I want to testify Shemayim Varetz. I want the sky and the earth to be testimony. Shamaduchazu, right, even though he's so sharp and he has so many proofs, a maduchazu means on a meducha is where you pound a, is it a mortar or a pestle? What is it? A mat pestle? What is he translated as? Bowl? Mortar. On the mortar, Yashem Chagi Anavi, it was on this mortar, I don't know which mortar he's pointing to. He says the word meduchazu. Chagai said, the Navi said, the Amar Shloisha Dvarim, he says three halachas. And one of them was Tzaras Habas Asura. So no matter how many proofs he has, I have a Messiah from a Navi. Like Beis Hill. And therefore, don't listen to him, but be very careful, because he'll slug you up, he'll prove you wrong, but you should know, Chagai Hanavi said like Beis Hill. And that to me is everything, and therefore, the halacha is like Beis Hill, and do not get in the spool, don't get, you know, amazed by his ability to slug you up. Dr. Rashi. They thought he was matred. Come on, Amdu Miliris, you couldn't see Amdu Miliris, you couldn't see Amdu Miliris, you couldn't see Amdu Miliris, you tell somebody else to say, Daisa, Hitiru Shematim, did you hear them say, Daisa, the Bach takes that Imrim, Ben Hurkin is Beloy Daisa, Sam Shemanu, Ben Hurkin is Sam, Shmoy Lehuskar, Char Sutton, who, Charif is very sharp, V'ayman Ashmoasa, he sticks to his guns, V'aysa Maisa, V'ayna Shab Mishmoasa Lassus Karabim, he does not accept the Rabbim. So one of the halachas that Chagai said was Tzaras Habas Asura. Second halacha he said is Amun Amayav Ma'asr Ma'asr Adi Bishvias. Amun Amayav, meaning the lands that are on Eber Hayarden, which is today Jordan, which once upon a time belonged to Klal Yisrael, right, which were lands that were once Amun Amayav before Sichon conquered them, and then Klal Yisrael conquered them. And they had Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but they weren't reconquered in Bayis Sheni. And the halacha is that the lands that weren't reconquered in Bayis Sheni don't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. and you can plant on Shemitah, and really aren't chayiv in Meiser. Chazal went and made a chiyuv of Meiser, even on Shemitah. And the reason they did that is because they wanted to provide for the poor. So since people were planting there, by making a chiyuv of Meiser, there would be Meiser ani, and it was an extra year of Meiser ani, so at least the poor can get Meiser ani from what grew out of the limited Eretz Yisrael, which was in Bayis Sheni, even though it was original Eretz Yisrael in Bayis Rishon. That's what he testified, Rashi. Amen Umayyav, Yisraelim Hadarim Be'eretz Amen Umayyav, Shekibish Moshe Misichon, the Moshe had conquered from Sichon. V'niskatshu B'gdushas Eretz Yisrael, and became sanctified in the Gdush of Eretz Yisrael. V'yachar B'Bayis Sheni, Batlu G'dushasa, the Gdush is Batlu. B'zayrin, and people plant, right, Bishvias, the Tiknu la Maiserishin of Maiser Ani Bishvias, because it's Mamash Lagamon, they had Parnassus Anim Shev Eretz Yisrael, to feed the poor in Eretz Yisrael, She'en la Malecho Bishvias, they have nothing to eat, Vishabatu Lekha Shikrapeya. Nobody's planting, so there's no Lekha, there's no Shikrapeya. Vahokim Sham Benaitum Lekha Shikrapeya Maiser Ani. So they go across the Yarden, and there people are planting, because it wasn't Rinis Kadesh in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so Shemitah didn't apply, and they can collect, rabbinically, Lekha Chikrapeya Maiser Ani, because biblically, if it's not Eretz Yisrael, it's not Eretz Yisrael. But rabbinically, they made it Eretz Yisrael, but they didn't put Yisra Shemitah there in order to keep the poor going. The third halacha that was quoted from Chagai was the Mikablim Gerim and Arkaduyim and Artamudim. You can accept Kurdish Gerim, and from Tarmudim. And the Gemara is going to say later on why you shouldn't be able to. Zakt Rashi, Rashi speaks it out. Okay. There is a machloikas tanoim, and we're going to get involved in it a little bit. A guy who lives with a Jewish girl, we paskin, is a kasher, a Jew, the offspring. We go by the mother, matrilineal descent, we ignore the father. Just like when a Yid lives with a Gaiish girl, the child is a guy. When a guy lives with a Jewish girl, or if an Eved Kanani lives with a Jewish girl, the child is a Kasher Yid. However, there were Tanoim that held that since this Jewish woman transgressed a lav by marrying a Eved or an Eved Gachavim, the result is Mamzeris. Why this is true has to do with the Gemara in the 7th Perek, but it's a whole sugya in the 7th Perek. So now the question is, the Karduyim and the Tarmudim, were they children, offspring, of Gaiish men with Jewish women? And we'll find out why we think so, or not. So Chagai testified, they're not offspring from Gaiish men and Jewish women, and therefore you can accept them as Gerim. They are not Jewish Mamzerim. Jewish Mamzerim cannot become Gerim. They're stuck with Mamzeris. So he testified that the Kurds and the Tarmudim, whatever country term it is, I don't know what it is, can testify, can be Megayer, right? And we don't assume that they are Mamzerim born from Jewish women, and the Gemara later on is going to explain why we think they might be. That's going to be discussed later on. Talk to Gemara by the Tana. Yes?
Rabbi, ask a question here.
Sure.
Questions about Chagai. First of all, if someone is a Navi,
Let me explain. Because he was a Navi. It's just, quote, he was a Navi, which means he was a very, very, very major Talmud Chacham. Lived many, many years before Shammai and Hillel. And if he paskin this way, it's just like saying the Kiva Eger paskin this way. It's not relying on the fact that he was a Navi. He just happens to have been a Navi, and he was, to be a Navi, obviously one had to be a major learned person. And if he said a halacha, it carries a lot of weight.
So that would override the dispute between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, just because you heard someone on this level.
Correct. Meaning, so even if you want to pass like Beis Shammai and other things, in this one, it's Rav Dais is saying, ignore my brother. He's going to pass like Beis Shammai, and he's going to prove himself right. But ignore him because a person like Chagai's stature had said not like him. So no matter how he proves himself, we know he's wrong.
Okay. what my second question was going to be was, which, if they're all in the same base midrash, even though Rabosa is retired, so to speak, because he can no longer actively participate, why the others would not have heard this, why that dispute within this base midrash would still exist?
That I have no answer for. I don't know if they knew this Chagai without him. You know, not things weren't written down. It was all Baal Peh. It could be that nobody had ever picked it up from Rav Daisa, this Messiah from Chagai. It could be. I don't know. Because they didn't know this. It hadn't been quoted till now. Something more, Tana, we learned in the Braisa. Yeah, I'm sorry. Tana, we learned in the Braisa. When they had come in to visit Rav Daisa, they left the same door. So Yatsu, when they left, Yatsu Bishlashim Sachim, they left with three doors. In order that they shouldn't all three meet his brother in case he comes to visit. And if he argues in Halacha, at least to argue with one of them only, not with all three of them and prove them wrong. Pagabai Rav Akiva. The one who got the lucky draw was Rabbi Akiva. He meets Yonason. Akshile v'ukme. He asked him questions. And Rabbi Akiva stood his ground. He was able to answer him the questions. Amalai, so Yonason tells Rabbi Akiva, Ata Akiva sheshimcha ailach misayf ailach batsayfai? You are Akiva, whose name goes from one end of the world to the other? Ashrecha zlachisa l'shem. Praised are you that you were zeichet to such a name, right? You're the Rabbi Akiva. But v'adayin lo yigata l'raya bukar. I want you to know, you're not even on a level of a shepherd of sheep, of cattle. You're not even a cattle shepherd. Amar l'Rabbi Akiva, v'afilu l'raya tzayin. I'm not even on a level of a sheep shepherd, I guess, which is a lower level shepherd. I'm not even on that level. Now, this exchange, what does it mean exactly? Now, Pashup Shad is, he's saying, you're great, but, you know, you're not as great as you think you are. And his answer was, you're 100% right, I'm not great. I'm not great at all. And therefore, I agree with you. You know, he didn't argue. So Mashah says that he was giving him a remez. The earlier Nevi'im, the earlier prophets, some of them were cattle shepherds. And he said, I know my brother told you that he heard the name of Chagai, but Chagai was from the last prophets. You didn't hear it in the name of the earlier prophets who were cattle shepherds. Meaning, Adayli got to Leroy Abokar. Your Messiah doesn't go all that far back. It only goes to Chagai. So Rabbi Akiva said, even Rayat Zayin, meaning, I can go all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu with this, who shepherd sheep. Meaning, because we learned it out from Drushus, that a Tzaras Abbas is Aser, from Aloha, from Mitzrayim. And therefore, I don't need to have a Messiah from an earlier Navi. I can go to the Rayat Zayin. I feel the Rayat Zayin. I can take it back all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's how the Mashah explains this conversation. Just pointing that out. Pashup Shad is that he was telling him, don't think that great. And Rabbi Akiva answered, you know, you're right, I'm not so great. Yes. No, he didn't think Rabbi Akiva thought he was so great. He just wanted him to know your place. You know, you're arguing with me? You don't agree to the Maya Psak and Tzaras Abbas? You know, it's okay. You're not so great. You know, you're not even on that level. And Rabbi Akiva said, you're 100% right. I'm not on that level. But I think that law goes this way anyway. That's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. He was a very sharp person. And in a sharp thing, he said, you know, you're limited. And Rabbi Akiva said, you're right. I'm limited. But that's not law. The Mashah is saying, he was saying, your Messiah is not strong enough. And Rabbi Akiva said, I don't need a Messiah, I darshan from Sukkim, and therefore it goes all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Gemara Vayter. Amenu Mayav, Ma'asher Ma'asrani B'Shvias. Now the Gemara explains. The Amar Mar, we learned, where are we up to? Yeah. Hi, Bekrachim, Kavshuay LeMitzrayim, Veloy Kavshuay LeBavo. As Israel, the first Beis HaMikdash, was much bigger. Many cities were conquered by the first conquest, not by the second one. And the first Kedusha that Yeshua made only lasted to Churban Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, whatever wasn't reconquered did not have Kedusha Eretz Yisrael biblically. So it's a question of rabbinically. So they could have said, we're expanding rabbinically the halachas of Eretz Yisrael to the old country, to the old places. Which they would have done. But v'inichum, but bedavka, they didn't put Shemitah on there. It was a way to say, no, we'd love to expand Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. We will, pertaining to Meiser and Peah and Leket and Shikha. But we won't for Shemitah to try to give poor people a source of income. Rashi, Paga by Yainasin, Berakiva, Kedusha Rishayna, the Meishua Kitchen, the Shaitiv, they lost it. Hikazarim, Ben Mishriyas, they can plant a Shemitah. Shiyismuchu Aleim, Aniim. Now here Rashi adds a point that he didn't say before. Litzkar Atman Lachshu Velachrish Velikta, they can get jobs. Because people are allowed to plant there, there will be employment. And the Oid Litzu Lekha Shikhapeya Maisrani. Where Rashi all of a sudden saw employment, I don't know. I don't know, but Rashi learns that included in the reason of leaving this heter is to allow for employment. For employment. Right. Okay. Talk to Gemara Vayter. Now, the third thing was, Mekablum Gerin, Mena Karduyim Vatamudim. We accept Gerin from the Karduyim and the Talmudim. Talk to Gemara Eini. Vatani Rami Vayichesku. E Mekablum Gerin Mena Karduyim. We have a brisa that says, not that way. Meaning, the question is, how do we reconcile the brisa of Rabbi Bar Yecheskel with what Rav Daisa said? Amar Rav Ashi kartuyim itmar. That brisa that says, you can't be Makabu Gerim are not the Kurds, but that they're kartuyim, whoever they are. Zakta Gemara, Rashi, a Makabu Gerim, if I shall come on, shemamzerim hem, yisro, shenitmusham, they are mamzerim, or there's a large portion of them that are mamzerim from Yidden that got mixed into, which means Jewish girls married to Gaisha husbands. Zot the Gemara Vayter. Kizami Inchi, Kartuyim Sulam. Ikid the Anri, Tani Rami Baycheske, Makabam Gerim, Kartuyim. We had the Girsha Kartuyim. My love, Hainu Kartuyim, Hainu Karduyim. We thought they're one and the same. Don't mix the Kurds with the Kartuyim. Kedami Inchi, Kartuyim Sili. That is the way we reconcile the prices. They're talking about two different nations. Dr. Gemara, Reb Yechon and Vesavya. Reb Yechon and Savya. I guess Savya is the name of a Chochem. So Amri Tavayu, they both said, Ein Mekabum Gerim and Atramudim. They paskind that we cannot accept Gerim from Talmudim, and they say, Chagai never said Talmudim. Their version of the story is that Chagai never said Talmudim. That's their version of the story. That's a Taisus and the Amid Beis who says that, he says perhaps. Because how could they argue on Chagai? So Taisus and the top Taisus says the Shem is Savor Reb Yechon Shlom Chagai Meyalam. Could be Reb Yechon held that that's not part of the Messiah. Now again, Reb Daisim and Hurkin said one way: either Reb Yechon felt Reb Daisim and Hurkin never said Talmudim, or for whatever reason felt that that part of the Messiah was not accepted, and therefore he banned the Talmudim. Frek the Gemara Miyam Reb Yechon and Hachi. Did Reb Yechon and Paskin this right? Because let's listen to what Rabbi Yechon says. Mitna, kolak somim habom and harekim tahirim. All halachas as follows: a beged that a woman wears, we'll say an undergarment that has a spot of blood, that means the blood came from nidus, and nidus is tameh. Again, we don't keep tumatara; we keep it only as far as marital relationship is concerned, but we don't keep it as far as tumatara. But any beged that has dam nida on it is tameh. So if you have a beged that has a spot that came from dam nida, right? In rekem, it's tahar, because they're gayim. They're not Jews, because Goyishit Ksamim are not Tameh, because they're not Matameh. And the Gemara says, the Jews make sure their Ksamim aren't laying around. They have a bigger sense of keeping their Ksamim away because of the Tumah. So a woman who has a Kesa makes sure it's not, like, laying around. And if you find one laying around, it came from a guy in its Tzahar. Rabbi Yehuda Matameh, Mechein Gerim V'tayim. Rabbi Yehuda says it's Tameh, because some of them became Gerim, a lot of them became Gerim and Rekim, but then forgot about the fact they were Jewish, and wandered off, even though they're Jewish, and started acting like Goyim, and therefore, even though they now no longer are keeping the Jewish religion, but they're Jews. Once a Jew, always a Jew. And therefore, there are some of them you have to be afraid are from Jewish ladies who just don't know the halacha, who don't even know they're Jewish. Rashi. Haksamim shenim tu bevgadim abo amirekim tohirim. Tzvi shoy gazru akismu ebekechav. Shem gerim v'damim v'tamim. V'tayim shemiru dasam. They exchange, meaning they left their religion, meaning the Jewish religion. For Gazu Akismeim Shabbat Shachatu Shemiru, they sinned, but still Yisraelim. But if amongst other cities, Gaius Iksamim are tar. Babinaba, and we ask the following question: Kapasik Vatani, the Beit Avichachav Mafilim in Tarmud. Right? It seems to say even from Tarmud. That means they're not Mamzerim in Tarmud, because if they be Mamzerim in Tarmud, we wouldn't be able to say they're Ksamim or Tar. It says all other Gaisha cities, it's Tar. That means including Tarmud. Now, aren't Tarmud a question that there's a lot of Jews there, overwhelming amount of Jews that are Mamzerim, but they're Jews? V'amar Rabbi Yechon and Zaisemeres, Mikablim Gerim Mitarmud. That we see that you are Mikabel Gerim Mitarmud, which is a contradiction to Rabbi Yechon's statement before that you're not Mikabel Gerim Mitarmud. Rashi Afilu Mitarmud, Alma Lavs Misafik Yisrael Kaimi, Mikabum Gerim Vloiminim Yisrael Mamzerim Heim. We don't say they're Mamzerim. V'chi Tema Zois Vloi Svir Leim. And if you're going to say that Rabbi Yechon is just saying that's what that Mishnah holds, but he doesn't agree, V'ama Rabbi Yechon Aloch Kistam Mishnah. Rabbi Yechon always passes like a Stam Mishnah. And this is a Stam Mishnah, and Rabbi Yechon himself inferred from this Mishnah that the Mishnah holds you could be Mekabel, that the Talmudim are Goyim, not Mamzerim. It contradicts Rabbi Yochanan, who says that you're not Mekabel Gerim from Talmud because they're Mamzerim. Zok to Gemara, Amaroi Ninov Elibid Rabbi Yochanan. You're 100% right. It's a Machloikis, whether Rabbi Yochanan ever Paskin like every Stam Mishnah or not. It could be that one man the Amar holds he did Paskin like every Stam Mishnah, and the other one holds that Rabbi Yochanan does not Paskin like Stam Mishnah. Or, Rabbi Yochanan never said, Mekabum Gerim Mitarmud. He made Tarmud an exception. Either way, you want to learn the Machloikas, but it's a Machloikas what Rabbi Yochanan holds. That's what ends up being a Machloikas what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Frek the Gemara, Mitarmud, my time alone. Why, or what are we afraid of? What happened in Tarmud that made Rabbi Yochanan say that the majority of the people there are Jewish Mamzerim? What happened there? So the Gemara pligi bar Rabbi Yechon and Vesavya, even though they both agreed that there is majority Mamzerim there, but they have an argument of why there were Mamzerim. Chadar Mishim Avdei Shleima, the Chadar Mishim Benayis Yerushalayim. Some say Shleima HaMelech had a lot of Evet Kananis, Avadim Kananim, and they were wealthy, because being Shleima's servant, even as an Evet Kanani, gave you access to wealth. And they went there and married Jewish girls. The offspring is Mamzerim, and a huge portion of the population there were descendants of Shlomo HaMelech's Evet Kananis, Avadim Kananim, who married Jewish girls, who were very wealthy, who moved into town, married Jewish girls, the kids of Mamzerim, and over the years dropped Judaism, but they were still Jews. And therefore, they had a halacha of Mamzerim. The Chadam Rebishim B'nais Yerushalayim. And others say, because of the story that happened to B'nais Yerushalayim, which the Gemara will explain in a moment. We'll leave it for tomorrow, but let's just do Rashi. They married Jewish girls. The Cheskas of the Kechavim. Bedarim Shem Becheskes Ayv Dekacham. They lived there as Goyim. B'ksar Ayv Dekacham Abba Bas Yisrael. Ayv Dekacham Abba Bas Yisrael. Havlam Mamzim. B'shem B'nais Yushalayim. B'kam Ayv Mepharish Lo. B'nais Yushalayim B'chubana. It's good for the 3 weeks. When Yushalayim was destroyed, Shabo Ayv Dekacham Menasim. What happened was many Goyim came, captured Jewish girls, took them to the city of Tarmud, and married them, and a huge proportion of that population are descendants of those unfortunate Jewish girls who were captured by the Goyim at the time of Churban Beis HaMikdash. We will see Meretz Hashem when we continue tomorrow.